when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon again, everyone. I hope you're doing well. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. After spending the last few weeks packing, then moving, and now unpacking, my first office move in 22 years, it is an absolute pleasure to be back at the Talking Alternative Studios on New York's beautiful Upper West Side. I trust that everybody ate well, spent some nice family time together. It's the part of the year that I like the best. People spend day after day, an hour after hour, with that same person they've been with for many, dare I say, too many years. Before you know it, it will be New Year's 2011, time for resolutions, time to start anew, time to get rid of the dead weight that has dragged you down. In short, it is just about divorce season. And today, with my guest, the courtship coach, we will be talking about new beginnings and a return to dating. As always, we started the show with When Love Goes Astray. And you all know how much I love that song. And today, for the first time, I'm going to tell you what my research has revealed. Stephen Foggia, F-O-G-G-I-A, is the genius behind that fabulous recording. The entire version of this song is featured on my holiday CD entitled Greatest Hits of the Divorce Hour, featuring songs which we play snippets of on the show. Don't worry, I'm not singing. Just a mere 90-second intro from me. I think you can handle that. But I will be providing either originals or very memorable versions of the music we play out of breaks and into the conclusion of the show. We end each show with not the Dale Evans and Roy Rogers version of Happy Trails, but the Van Halen a cappella version of it. It's on the CD, and I think you'll like it. If you want a copy, just email me or call me. I will provide my contact information later in the show. It's pretty cold here in New York City today, beginning of the winter time. Time to cuddle up with that special someone. If this idea pictures someone other than your spouse, perhaps it is time to talk about divorce. And I am happy to report you are in the right place. Before I get to my guest, I want to remind you that if you like what you hear or know of anyone you think might find these shows beneficial, don't keep us a secret. Tell them about it. Tell them there are podcasts available at the Divorce Hour page at talkingalternative.com. Also, if you have questions for me or my guest Julianne, give us a call at 877-480-4120. My questions may not be your questions, and the only way you will get your questions answered is by calling the show and contacting me with questions for my guest. Today we are talking about dating. And I could question my guest for hours on the subject, but I think we should hear your questions too. I want to introduce Julianne Cantarella. I'm pronouncing that right. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And you are the courtship coach.
Yes, I am.
And that, I understand, means you're a dating coach and matchmaker.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
And welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
When I hear the word matchmaker, I have this vision of Molly Picone as Yenta the matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof. You certainly don't look like that little old lady.
Well, thank you.
How'd you get into this line of work? I can't imagine that you would have gone to college and said, I want to be a dating coach and matchmaker.
No, I didn't. But actually, at the time, I wish they had a program like that. I went to school for social work and I worked as a social worker therapist for several years. And then after the birth of my second daughter, I decided to take some time off. And when I wanted to enter back into the working field and utilize my education, I was looking for something different, but I wanted to still help people, work with people. And a job opportunity came to my attention, and it was to work for a small matchmaking company out of Manhattan. And this particular company was only looking for social workers. And the reason they were doing that is because we had special assessment skills that were really useful in this field.
What do you mean by special assessments?
Well, just by virtue of our education. When we're working in the field, we do assessments of our clients in the social work field as a therapist to see who the person is, what their issues are, and how I can then help them. And it just was a great parlay right into working with in the matchmaking field and working again directly with people and getting to figure out who they were, what they wanted, and how I could best help them.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
Since 2005.
Okay, so you've got a nice experience there.
Yes.
So I guess you have some credentials that would warrant people to listen to you.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's a plus. We're going to come back in a minute. I want to remind everybody the phone number here, 877-480-4120. Call us. Call with your questions for Julianne. Call for your questions with me. You could just have a comment. But I have re-entered the dating world, and I have many questions of my own. So when we come back, I don't know, maybe I'll get a free consultation here. Who knows? This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, here with Julianne Cantarella, the courtship coach, and we are at talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello. I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Talking Alternative Radio.
24 hours a day.
That, of course, is Meatloaf singing a very appropriate song for the dating. That would be Paradise by the Dashboard Light. But why, you may ask, is that a divorce song? Well, if we listen to the whole 8.5 minutes of the song, at the end, you would hear the following lyric. So now I'm praying for the end of time to hurry up and arrive. Because if I got to spend another minute with you, I don't think that I can really survive. I'll never break my promise or forget my vow. But God only knows what I can do right now. I'm praying for the end of time. It's all that I can do. Praying for the end of time so I can end my time with you. That is why it's a divorce song. We're back with Julianne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, good. Go to my notes. I have, you know, again, I have Molly Picon in my mind for being a matchmaker. Is that what a matchmaker does in 2010, 2011, or?
Well, the role has expanded into date coaching. That's really a very key skill to have when you are matchmaking. It's really, the reality is you can't do one without the other, in a sense. I do coach my clients separately, apart from matchmaking. I usually have a lot of female clients that I coach, and I kind of keep them in my database for my male clients who come to me for matchmaking.
You don't coach the men?
I do, as a matter of fact, separately from matchmaking. But I find men usually come to me for matchmaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because usually when they come to a matchmaker, they've come to a point in their life where they've tried everything else on their own, and they want someone who they can connect with, confide with, and then they know that this person's really going to go out and find them someone who is appropriate for them.
So that would be a different form of coaching, I guess, than...
Yeah,
you don't go on a date and go do this, do that, or yay, good job.
Sometimes I do.
You don't do it on the date, do you?
No, I certainly do not. But I when I'm coaching, I tell them, you know, things that would be inappropriate and appropriate, and you would be surprised, you know, what people would think is appropriate. So when it comes to coaching, it's important that I do cheer them on. And part of coaching is to get my clients to trust their instincts and really go with their gut and say, wow, this person is right for me, or no, this person is not right for me. I'm attracted to them, but we're just not a fit. And that's what I work with my clients.
So it's an evaluation process that you assist them with
as well. An assessment. And
okay.
That's where my skills come in.
Okay. And that skill is based upon your training in social work.
Social work, yeah, my education.
Okay. Now, I don't want you to assess me.
Okay. I
won't. As not on the air anyway.
Okay. That's fair.
But what is the process like for the assessment?
Oh, it's extensive, I would say. I utilize a questionnaire, plus I meet with the person in person. It's very key to how I practice. Some people practice over the phone, get pictures. I really make it a point to meet with my clients so that I can get to know them on a really personal level in a way that I'm dating them before I set them up with the person they're going to date.
And just so it's clear, you're married with three young children.
Yes,
is that correct?
Very happily married.
Okay, good. Let's just in case any of my listeners like the sound of her voice and want to date you. I want to make sure that we know that you're not available.
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Good. Now that we have that out in the open. So, I know that you're based in New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
But your clientele is all over the...
They are. I'm based in New Jersey. Most of my clientele is in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I have coached clients from all over. However, I do like to make sure that I get to meet them in person.
Okay. I understand that. Yeah. That's what makes you more comfortable.
Yeah.
Could you do a Skype or
a video chat with
your clients as well?
Yes.
Okay. You have that capability. And as long as they have that capability,
exactly,
you're okay.
Yes.
And you could then see somebody in Malaysia, for instance.
Right.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't think our Buddhist monk in Malaysia is dating right now.
Right.
Anyway, our Buddhist monk in Malaysia is the gentleman who founded Talking Alternative.
Oh, wow.
So he is, yes, he went to follow his life's dream. Going to Thailand? He's going to Thailand. Look at that. Okay. Now, I read on your website that you specialize in people over 40,
yes,
who are re-entering the dating world either after the death of a spouse or a divorce, what I call the death of a marriage. Mm-hmm. How'd you get this particular niche?
Basically, I was open to working with everybody and anyone. However, for some reason, people of that demographic really sought me out. I don't know why it happened. It was a natural progression. And that's where I've started to feel comfortable. And I saw this being a real need. And with my background in grief counseling, because I also worked in a hospice, mm-hmm, it was kind of a natural fit. I'm not doing therapy, but it gives me insight to where they're coming from and where they've been. So I can help move them forward in the coaching.
Okay. And, gee, how do I want to phrase this? You don't have an age category above over 40, do you? It's 40 to the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to know which class I fit into. That's all. And not that this has anything to do with me or that there's anything wrong with it, but do you confine your work to heterosexual coupling or do you do all types of coupling?
All types of coupling.
Okay, good. Interesting. So
yes.
If anybody, why don't we do this now? How do people reach you?
Oh, they can reach me by my website, which is thecourtshipcoach.com.
Also, all one word, no spaces.
Well, they can put it in Google and okay, reach me that way. Or they can email me at Julianne, that's Julianne, at thecourtshipcoach.com. Or they can call me at 201-297-7857.
Great. Great. So, I hire you to be my dating coach, my matchmaker.
Okay.
The first thing I would do is set up an appointment where we would meet face-to-face.
Yes.
Okay. And is that the only time I'm ever going to meet you face-to-face, or?
No, it isn't. It depends upon the progression and how things move along. I meet you face to face. We have a consultation that it's supposed to last an hour. I usually go over. I can't help it. And then we start the process of coaching by phone.
Okay. And the sessions on the phone are catch as catch can?
No, I have a set time that I make with my clients and I have certain,
homework.
Oh, definitely homework. But I was going to say packages that they choose from that will say we're going to meet for a half hour on the phone weekly. I like to give my clients Monday through Friday. They can have access to me via email anytime they want. Anytime they have a question, because for me, I feel this is a very emotional experience for people to enter back into the dating world. It can be scary. It can be overwhelming.
No kidding.
Yeah, I know.
No kidding.
It is. But it's exciting and it's fun and it's new beginning. New beginning.
It is a new beginning and we're going to talk more about these beginnings and maybe I'll even reveal a little more about myself when we come back. But so I don't have to do that, listeners. Call in with your questions and your comments, 877-480-4120. We are talking with Julianne Cantarella. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stay. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
Actually, marriage is a battlefield. Love is a pleasure till it ends. But when love ends, it can start anew, and that's what we're talking about today with Julianne Cantarella, the courtship coach. And it's really very simple to find her. Just type in Google or whatever you use and type in the courtship coach, and she comes right up as number one. I will tell you this. If you are listening to us, any of us here at Talking Alternative, on AOL as your browser, AOL really doesn't like us. Do me a favor, switch to one of the other servers. You will get a much clearer connection, and it will be much easier for you to hear us. And that's what we want. We want you to hear us. Okay, Julianne, we're talking dating. You have a particular philosophy, don't you? Can you tell us what that philosophy is? And how it relates to your work as a matchmaker and dating coach?
Yeah, just basically, it's simple. It's very romanticized. I just believe that, you know what, everybody deserves love and to be in love. And I also believe that we weren't born with the skills to date. And sometimes we have to seek coaching and advice outside of that. And I think that's important when employing a coach to help you date and find love.
Well, let me tell you my personal experience. Before the last couple of years, the last I dated was 1982. It seems to me like the world has changed. Now, I know that you were not dating in 1982. You were probably, if you were born, you were very young.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay. What are the rules?
The rules have changed. definitely have changed.
Well, in what way?
Well, when you were dating, you probably knew the person for a long time, or through a friend, or before calling them up and taking them out on a date. The complexion today has changed to online dating, and you are faced with a whole host of people who you have no idea who they are, and they pop up on the screen before you.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
It's so weird.
It is, actually.
And, you know, I will give a piece of advice.
Okay.
You know, women usually say they want to meet at a public place. Men insist upon a public place. Okay. You want to be able to get out if you need to get out.
You're stealing my stuff, Larry.
I'm sorry, but you need to be able to. That's one.
It's very true.
Not everybody is your cup of tea.
Exactly. And also safety is an issue. Safety is a great issue. And so meeting in a public place is very important. And to your point, if it's not working, there's, you know, no chemistry or other things, the person isn't.
Is really weird.
Okay, there you go. You said it, I didn't. Weird. Then you can have a graceful exit.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But online dating is, online dating, I often say, is fantastic because it provides opportunity. Opportunity that 40s and over probably wouldn't have. But the flip side of that is it tends to provide too much opportunity. And therefore, sometimes can create a situation where people can become serial daters and not end up in a relationship.
Well, I know what I think a serial dater is.
Okay. Well, it's
why do you tell me what you think a serial dater is?
Well, from my experience and my perspective, it's someone who has found this online bevy of people, and you know, if they feel if this one doesn't work out, well, the next one could work out.
And disposable people?
Disposable. And
relationships?
Yeah. And you know what? It kind of takes away from focusing on the relationship, making, you know, looking at it as, oh, this is someone who I could possibly have a future with. But it gets then changed to, there's always someone else.
Okay. I come into your office.
Yes.
I heard the courtship coach on the divorce hour, and I called and I wanted to get started. What do we do? Well, other than that initial interview where you get to learn a little bit about me and what I'm looking for. I mean, do you punch up my profiles on the dating sites?
Well,
do you, you know, give me suggestions on where I could go to meet people?
Yes.
What is it that you do?
I do all of that. I will review your online profile and see if it's what I'm going to do is market you to the person who you're trying to attract.
What if you don't know who you're trying to attract?
But that's what I find out in the assessment. I really get to know you. I really try to find out who you're looking to connect with. What is
even
it
if you don't know yourself?
You mean you, yourself?
I don't know myself what I'm looking for.
So then we'll talk and we'll find out. Because
I thought I knew what I was looking for, but you know.
And that's very key. Because what you start, and that's why, and I can't emphasize this enough, coaching is a process. This whole love and dating is a process, and it's learning who you are and what you want.
Got
it. It's very important, and people don't realize that. People think, oh, I'm going to start working with a dating coach or a matchmaker, and they're going to hand me the perfect person. But that's not always what happens immediately. It's a process.
Okay. Most of my listeners are in bad marriages or just ended bad marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they need a mourning person? M-O-U-R, not M-O-R-N.
Okay.
A mourning for a period of time to experience the death of that relationship? Yeah. I know for me.
Okay.
I would, at the stage I'm in today, I don't really want to date anybody. I'd like to meet people,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not looking to jump into a relationship tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm a little burnt out. I'm a little battle-worn. That's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Battle-worn. Love is a battlefield.
Right.
Pat was right. so was the J. Giles band when they said love stinks.
Well, you're talking to the wrong person because I think love is wonderful.
Okay, well, I'm telling you as somebody who's had their heart broken.
Right, I understand.
Who's broken a few.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but really who's had their heart broken, that it's hard. It's a really hard process.
It is a hard process. It really, really is. And I understand that. And that's why, you know, you're not alone in that. And from what I've seen is my clients are out there and they're sifting through and they're making the same mistakes over and over again. And when they finally kind of hit the bottom and they're feeling like, what can I do? That's when they seek the help of a coach, and then they have someone who's a support system.
Well, how do you find... we're going to go to a break in a minute, okay. But this is the question I'm going to ask you when we come back. How do when I say how do people find you, I don't mean what's your address and phone number. How do they come up and find you? Is it like a Google search, or is it somebody knows somebody who knows you?
Both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. We are here with Julianne Cantarella, the courtship coach. I'm Larry Bloom, your host of the Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
We'll be right back. got to tell you, one of these days, we're just going to play the intro music to that song without any lyrics. Because everybody knows it at this point. It's Love Stinks by the J. Geils Band. But Julianne will tell you that love does not stink. Love is wonderful. And when you're in love, it really is the greatest thing in the world. And you can smile, and you don't even know you're smiling. I know when I was in love, because I was in love recently, not in love now, but I was in love recently, and my face started to hurt. I was using those muscles, smiling all the time. I didn't even know I had those muscles. It's unbelievable. Julianne, you punch up those profile listings?
Yes.
And you do it in a way that would, I imagine, get the best results for what you're looking for, correct?
Right.
So if I were looking for somebody who was funny or who would be a good audience for me, I would write my profile in one manner. And if I were looking, if I considered this my mission in life, which is not.
Okay.
The radio show is my mission in life.
Right.
The dating or relationship, right, at least not today, is not the end all of my life. And how do you meet people? Let's forget about, I'm doing this badly today. I apologize. Because I got so many questions. They're all popping into my head at once. And the way I understand online dating is you put out your profile. You could either respond to somebody else's profile or they respond to you. What do you prefer for your clients, to reach out to people or to let them wait to be reached out to?
For my women, for my women, I really like them to be the ones to be pursued. In today's world, although the complexion of dating has changed, one thing remains the same from the beginning of time. The man really likes to be in charge and to pursue the woman. And a lot of women like to be pursued, but what are the rules? What are the games? How do we manage this? So if we kind of go across the board with let the man pursue you, then all the questions are kind of squelched and we kind of know how it's going to proceed. There are things called winks on online dating.
Right.
So if a woman wants to wink at a man, one of my clients, I encourage that. That's fine.
But no straight email right out of the gate?
You know, I have to tell you if...
Or an instant message, because now I'm finding there are instant messages on these.
Right. Yeah, I do look.
It's my hobby is looking at women on the internet. Not in the porn sites, on the dating sites.
Okay. I don't think you're alone.
Fully clothed women. I am not... I am a pervert at times, but not in this particular instance. I'm looking at what's available.
Exactly. And you're not alone. And that's what that website's there for, is for you to see if someone, strikes your fancy. Are they attractive? Then I encourage you to read their profile, because that tool is to tell you a little bit about who that person is.
I couldn't imagine sending an email to a woman whose profile I did not read.
That happens. You would be surprised, but that happens. And what I encourage my male clients and vice versa, women, if they are reaching out or, responding back, identify something in your email that reflects you've read their profile. So they know that
you know.
And you're interested and you took the time to start finding out about them.
Otherwise, somebody's going to think it's a generic email.
Exactly.
That it's,
cut and paste.
I'm one of somebody, I'm one of 100 that he sent.
Exactly. And that happens. So word of warning, please be very clear that if you're cutting and pasting, you put the person who you're reaching out to their accurate name, because I have clients who have told me, I got this email from this guy or I got this email from this girl. And should I point out that they used someone else's name?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it happens all the time. So please be careful.
Ooh. I will tell you that I dated someone for a couple of months. And she sent the same introductory email to two of my friends.
That happens.
Exact same. Here I was thinking I was special.
And you are.
Nah, I really wasn't. Not in this particular instance.
You are.
You know, I was just one. I mean, how many did she send it? If she sent it to two different people that I know plus me.
Right. And that, again, that happens. So be very clear in your email and mix it up a little bit. Take the time. Take the time. You're already, the opportunity is already at your fingertips online. It's not like you have to go out and search. So take a little effort. Put in a little time.
And you don't have to, I mean, the only time you have to respond immediately is if you're going to be instant message. And you can always choose not to use that particular option.
Right. And I actually, another thing that I want to put out there for people in the dating world, please limit your texting, email, and I don't, you know, instant messaging, you know, just limit it all. You want to work towards a face-to-face. It's very important to meet someone face-to-face and not constantly text and email and all of
that. Well, the people who are over 40, or at least the people who are more my age, have trouble texting.
Okay. Well, you'd be surprised.
I'm good at one-word texts.
Well, good. Cause
you know, like we got into the studio today, I text here.
Right.
That was the way.
And that's good. That's actually, I'm down with that. I think it's great. And limit it.
Okay.
Because what's lost is tone and intent. And then the relationship becomes somewhat dehumanized because you're not connecting with that person on a personal level.
So the goal is get to the phone call quickly, and then after the phone call, when you think it's ready, go on the date.
Right.
Might be a couple of phone calls.
Yeah, and keep those limited as well, because what happens is I find with my client, they build that person up, and they have this great expectation.
And then you can never meet the expectation.
Exactly.
Because nobody's perfect.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God. This is...
There are some things that I want to stress about online dating.
Okay, please.
I would recommend going on three different sites. One of the main ones, I'm going to use eHarmony and Match.com, and then there are several others. Go on a niche website.
What's a niche? What do you mean, like JDate?
It could be JDate, or even if you have a particular interest in golfing. They have online dating websites for golfers.
No kidding.
They have one, Date My Pet. People who are really into their animals, they've reached a point in their life, you know, where they, you know, they have children, they have pets rather than children, and their pets mean so much to them. You can meet someone who's like-minded. That's really,
which is good, because you want to. So I don't want to meet those people.
Okay, well,
and I don't want to meet people with cats because I'm allergic to cats.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't want them. I don't know.
Okay.
You have a cat, I'm not interested. Sorry.
Okay.
It's either the cat or me.
Okay. Well, you know what? You maybe have to date to find that out.
You might.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you one of the things that I do.
Okay.
I prefer to have the woman make the first overture.
Oh, you
online.
Too.
I prefer it.
Okay. And what does that mean exactly? A wink, an email?
I don't know what a wink is, because okay. I'm not on any of those sites. That I've seen them. I know what it is.
Okay.
But, you know, or no, it's got to be something more than hello, which is what a wink is. It's essentially hello. You know, tell me, you know, why it is that you decided that you were going to contact me.
Okay.
You know, and I usually have somebody, like I got an email today from a woman who said, what was it about me that made you... Right. And there were three photographs of her. One was with her and a full-grown tiger. And I wrote, the tiger, of course.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten anything back, but that was the reason that I wrote to her. I was intrigued by the tiger. I knew I would have something to talk to her about.
Okay. And nothing in her profile spoke to you?
I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't read the profile after I got the email. I only because I looked at it. I looked at
the
picture and
I remembered
why.
Okay.
Because not everybody has the hand on a tiger, a live tiger, full grown.
Right.
It was very unusual.
Okay. Although I have to point out that's a cat. So
that's true. It is a cat. I didn't say I was. Trust me, I'm not going to be with the cat. That type of cat, anyway. Even if I loved cats. Anyway, please call in. We're coming up to our last segment, 877-480-4120. We are talking dating. We are talking forming new relationships, which is, after all, the reason why you're getting divorced in the first place. I am Larry Bloom, here with Julianne Cantarella at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you think I'm sexy? Rod Stewart. Good song. Very, very well placed in here. Julianne.
Yes.
I was telling you that I prefer women to make the first overture because I know they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
If they, you know, if I'm just sending something blind to a woman who may have gotten another 100 emails... I mean, I think that I'm unique and I can stand out in a crowd.
Yes.
But why should I be in the crowd to begin with? That's my attitude.
Okay.
Why, you know what I mean? Why should I be the one who says, hey, here I am, here I am? When I've got a woman who's already saying, here I am, take a look at me. So that's really the way I use it. I'm not telling you it's the right way. I'm not telling you it's the wrong way. And it allows me to, you know, I hate to use the term, but use my own screening process.
Okay.
Because I was in communication with a woman who I dated a couple of times. And I'm telling you, the emails back and forth were like a job interview. And I treated, but I knew that was what it was. So what I did was I gave the most thorough and complete answers I could possibly give. Because I knew I knew I was being screened.
Okay. All right. So just to backtrack a little bit, what I would probably tell you to do is limit the emails because, you know, I'm a little concerned that you want to address or start the dating process that way because this is an opportunity for you to meet somebody.
Right.
So you want to kind of limit the emails. Okay. You don't want to have your first dates via email.
Okay.
So if you're disclosing so much information via email, you run the risk of having that person say, well, he doesn't meet what I'm looking for. You lost the opportunity to meet.
Okay.
So I would limit your information so that you can get face to face.
Okay. And then the goal, of course, is to get face to face.
Yes.
Now, I have a first date tonight. I don't, but let's say I had a first date tonight.
Okay.
Okay. What do we want to do? I would call you and say, I have this date tonight. This is what I'm planning on doing. And you would say to me, you would give me tips or...
Yeah, remember to dress appropriately. Obviously, make sure you have a nice look to yourself, a classic look to yourself. You dress very nice today.
I had a date that was canceled this afternoon.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, I'm not.
Oh, really?
I had a date today. I had a meet and greet today. So that would I don't consider
in
that a date.
Place?
In a public place? Of course, in a public
I'm
place.
Teasing.
Right by the studio. As a matter of fact, because it was convenient for me. And for one reason or another, between my office move and my, and the fact that she had been traveling, we decided we would move it to next week. But, you know... I did get dressed today.
And you look very nice.
Thank you. I'm wearing vertical stripes. That's why. It makes me look a little bit thinner.
Well, you look nice.
Thank you very much. So do you.
Thank you. And I would probably tell you, make sure you do not talk about your ex.
Okay.
Do not bring in your ex. That's like the number one rule. Because you don't want to be a downer. And you don't want to be... You want the conversation to be up and light and fun.
And you don't want the baggage to be visible on the first date.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, what about your children? Should you talk about your children?
Sure.
Should you avoid talking about your children?
No, you can talk about your children. And if I was just going to say, if that person does ask you about your ex, keep it light and brief and just...
To the point.
To the point. It didn't work out. Lovely person.
I wish her only good things.
Excellent.
Well, the truth is, I want my ex to date, not because I don't want to pay alimony anymore. Although I don't want to pay alimony anymore, but she would be much easier to deal with if she were in a relationship.
Right.
And it would just be easier.
And don't talk about that.
Of course not.
Okay. Good. Kids, great subject.
Well, now there are two types of women. Okay. There are women with children, mm-hmm. women who don't have children. Mm-hmm. Should you avoid talking about your children to the women who don't have children?
No, because your children are a part of your life.
Okay.
And they're important to you. And if you have a future with this person, she needs to know that they're important to you.
Okay. And then you put that up front right at the beginning. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
This has been so much fun.
It has been.
It's been so much fun. Would you come back again?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I would love
to. Okay, great. I know I'm not asking you on a date. but I might ask if you think I'm sexy. No, okay.
We'll discuss that off air.
I'm kidding. Again, Julianne, tell people how they can reach you. I can reach across the studio table and reach you, but how can people find you so that you can help them?
At... TheCourtshipCoach.com or then my website will come up, or Julianne@TheCourtshipCoach.com, or they can call me directly at 201-297-7857.
Give me that number one more time.
Sure, I'm sorry. It's 201-297-7857, and they can call me directly, and I'd be more than happy to speak with them.
That's great. I want to remind all of my listeners that I moved. The last time I moved my New York City office, my daughter was 10 weeks old. She will be 23 before I turn around, within a couple of months. So it was a big move. I'm now at 277 Broadway, Suite 708. If you don't know where that is, it's only three blocks away from where the old office was, but it's real cheap. Anyway, so that means that I can represent you at a lower rate. So be thankful for small miracles. Please listen again. Tell your friends about the show. Next week, you are going to hear Sharon Klempner, who is going to be talking about the collaborative approach to child custody and parenting issues. It's going to be a very interesting subject. If you think that this was fun, this is one of my favorite shows. I've really enjoyed talking to you. I think it's the subject matter and who I'm talking with. And this show, like the other 30 shows before it, will be available on the Divorce Hour page at talkingalternative.com. It will be up probably by Monday at the latest. It could even be over the weekend. We never know how quickly they do it here, but those shows are available. There are a lot of shows that are available. If you want your friends to hear, give us a call. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and as always, we are here at talkingalternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.